grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Merrick Garland, the AG of this wonderful country, calling the mega bluff, saying he'll release, asking the judge to unseal the search warrant, the property receipt. Of course, Donald Trump could have made all this public the first day he got it. He's had it in his hand the whole time. So apparently Trump had some issues today, according to Sarah Burris from The Raw Story. Trump responds to Merrick Garland. He attacked Barack Obama on Thursday after Merrick Garland made a statement announcing that he plans to unseal the search warrant issued against Mar-a-Lago. Garland said that normally the department wouldn't have said anything and simply spoken through their court filings, but in this case, he wanted to make it clear that they made every effort to obtain the documents requested and were unable to obtain them from the former president. Let's not forget, a subpoena was issued earlier in the spring. That also came out today. Garland did not explain the reason for the search, but stressed there was probable cause and said he asked the court to make the case's documents public. I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. He told reporters the department does not take such a decision lightly. Trump responded to the press briefing, not by attacking Garland or proclaiming his innocence, because of course he's not innocent. Instead, Trump attacked the black guy, Obama. Here's what Trump said. I continue to ask, what happened to the 33 million pages of documents taken to Chicago by President Obama? Trump raged on his social media
site. What are you even saying, man?
The fake news media refuses to talk about that. They want it canceled. Canceled is in all caps.
Yeah, that's a big word, man. That's pretty good.
Trump appears, I mean, who knows, but apparently, according to the Raw story, Sarah Burris says Trump appears to be referring to records shipped to Chicago for Obama's presidential library. Hey, maybe he was just keeping this stuff, you know, for his presidential library.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, of course. That makes sense. Now that you mention it, yeah, we're good.
Well, his presidential library is like a shelf in his bathroom, right? As was reported in late 2016, the Obama team was transferring the records to Chicago through the National Archives, which legally owns the documents once the president leaves office, the Washington Post wrote in a fact-checking article earlier this week. Once the documents ultimately reached a warehouse in Chicago, the Obama Foundation was then due to pay the National Archives and Record Administration to digitize the documents. The lengthiness of that process aside, there isn't the faintest hint of legal violations. The extraordinary FBI raid this week on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence has sparked a political firestorm in an already bitterly divided country and comes as he's weighing another White House bid. Leading Republicans have rallied around the president, a former president who was not present when the raid took place. Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, a potential 2024 rival, expressed deep concern and said the raid smacked of partisanship by the Justice Department. Again, total bunk. I mean, you hack. What about it is partisan? Because the guy is a Republican? Is that it?
It really is that simple, man. It is.
That's it. I mean, if it was on anybody else, it'd be all total justice, law and order. But since it's their cult leader, it smacks of partisanship. Garland criticized the unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department's agents and prosecutors. In a later post, Trump claimed he was cooperating with federal agents and said he didn't have any of the documents that they said he had. I don't have it. Here's his quote. My attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully, and very good relationships had been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done! All caps. Everything was fine. Better than most of the previous presidents. I don't know how he gauges that. And then, out of nowhere, and with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by very, capitalized, large numbers of agents and even safecrackers. They got away. They got way ahead of themselves. Crazy! The statement read.
The lies. It's incredible, man. It really is amazing.
It just rolls off the tongue. Almost every single word that comes out of his mouth can be refuted. You know what I'm saying? And it's one thing to have an opinion. You might think you had a good relationship. But again, if they could have anything they wanted, why did it take them so long to get the initial 15 boxes? And if they could get everything they wanted, why did they have to get a search warrant after they issued a subpoena to come and get those documents? Trump? I mean, the facts go against exactly what you're saying. And you can clear it up. Why don't you put the list out, man? Do it. You have the opportunity. Republicans, all you megas out there, don't you want to see it? And I don't want any sort of political persecution. I'm not down for that. We cannot have that. That is not how we're supposed to do things. Can things happen? Sure. People are people. As a very fine attorney once told me, Jeff Scott Olson said to me, Dominic, we are a flawed species. Well, yes, we are. And so all we can do is endeavor to be better, I guess, right? To acknowledge that and try to do better every day. Man, live righteously however it is that you want to do it. But as far as our systems and institutions are concerned, those things, political prosecutions, persecutions, of course, I don't want that, even against Trump. I do not want a hot-headed, progressive attorney general, if that's what you want to call Merrick Garland, or hell, even Bernie Sanders, put a socialist Marxist, put anyone you want into that position. I do not want political persecutions of anybody because of their politics, ever. I don't care how big of a POS that person might be. People have a right to be a big POS. But what you don't have a right is to steal documents. You don't have a right to confiscate national security documents. You don't have a right to sandbag it for 18 months. You don't have that right. And the fact that they went along with this as long as they did is a little concerning to me. Again, we talk about Jim Santel. You don't want to be political one way. You also want to be political on the other side too, right? Failure to go after egregious perceived crimes. And we won't know until you go have a trial, right? You don't know till the search warrant's executed. But there's probable cause. There's lots of probable cause. And this is just one case. One. And he's got a whole bunch of other cases that we're going to talk about today as well. Lots of updates. And it just seems like the news is swirling around Trump faster and faster and faster.
And that's kind of what I meant at the top of the show, was that we needed this, right? To see our attorney general up there doing the damn thing. Right?
It is important. I'm glad he did it. And he didn't take questions. He didn't go on and yak and talk for, 30 minutes. He did less than a 4-minute speech, put the facts out there, put his position out there, because he's got to defend his people, man. I mean, the megas are going after. They're saying they want to hang this judge. I mean, you know how it is. The Hang Mike Pence crowd is still very, very culty and still very, very behind Donald Trump. And I hope that some cooler heads will prevail, because, of course, you don't know squat. None of you critics do. I don't know it. I mean, we have some ideas. But you don't know that this is a political persecution, do you? Do you? Because if it was, Trump would have released the documents already. We are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for sticking around. We got the Happy Hour coming up next. And your calls at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
They think he's a righteous dude.
There's a lot of badness.